of Islam and Deen in our lives becomes manifest in the extent of our obedience to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will find that the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of various kinds. Some of these commandments are categorized in what is referred to as huququllah. Referred to as huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are specifically limited to our obedience on our own in relation to the commandments of Allah ta'ala. Some of these commandments of Allah ta'ala are categorized in what is referred to as huququl ibad, as they relate to our relation and interaction with others based on the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of these commandments, they are sort of a hybrid in between, because it is at the same time a combination between the huququllah and the huququl ibad, where in one action one has a duty towards Allah Ta'ala and a duty towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we are required to do something, and in other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are required to abstain from certain things. So the measure by means of which a person is able to determine for himself the degree of reality and haqiqat of deen in his own life is dependent on the extent to which he has got obedience to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. As an example, in the wudu area, alhamdulillah, you find a number of taps. And if you open one tap and the water comes out, then alhamdulillah, you understand that the tap is there, but the water is not coming from the tap. There is a system behind the tap that enables that water to flow from the tap. The tap is only the vessel that controls the water and that manifests that the system behind the tap is functioning. And then at the same time, you find another tap. So if a person opens a variety of taps, and in one of those taps there's no water flowing, then we know there's either something wrong with the tap or there's something wrong with the system behind the tap. In the same way, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, a person is every time confronted with a different commandment, just like how a person opens a different tap. And if a person finds that with regards to a particular commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is non-compliant, he is either not carrying out what he is supposed to do, or he is doing what he is not supposed to do, then that is tantamount to opening a tap from which the water is not flowing. Just like how the existence of the water represents the existence of a person's obedience, the lack of water represents the lack of a person's obedience. But then one needs to investigate what is the cause for the lack of the water. It is either the tap itself, or there's something wrong with the system behind the tap. Now behind the tap, you find that there are fittings. They are either bends or they are T-fittings. Those who are plumbers will know better. At the same time, you will find that there's piping required. So there's the piping, there's the bends, and then at the same time, there needs to be a vessel that contains water that causes the water to flow through the pipes. Somewhere the water must be contained, and that water then needs to be able to flow through the pipes, and that water is directed via the different fittings until it reaches the particular tap. In the same way, my dear brothers, if there is no water in the tap, there's something wrong in that system. There's a breakdown in that system. Either there is a fitting that is incorrect, or the piping is something wrong, or the vessel that contains the water is either something wrong with that, or there's no water. There's no water. In the same way, there's three functions. There are three efforts behind every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three things are needed. That's why three efforts are required. What is needed is that the requirement of the person's iman is relevant. The extent to which a person has iman in every commandment of Allah Ta'ala, the belief that his success lies in the fulfillment of that commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, there is the requirement of the knowledge of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, that person needs to be able to carry out that commandment with sincerity, with ikhlas. If these three components are to be found, then a person will find that every requirement of obedience will become prevalent in his life, just like how opening every tap will enable water to go from it, my dear brothers. So how are these efforts that we are not seeing becomes relevant? That's why it's necessary that to understand that these fittings that directs the piping, this is like our tazkiyah. The piping is like our ilm. And the container, this is the container of iman. This is the container of our iman. And but we find that, my dear brothers, these ilm, but the requirement of tazkiyah is to enable every person to correctly direct his ilm. Because the requirement of tazkiyah is to bring into the life of every person the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the awareness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's when the Hadith Jibreel, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked regarding these three components. What is Iman? What is Islam? What is Ihsan? And the quality of Ihsan, the objective of which is attained through engaging in tazkiyah. It is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه إن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That the person must worship Allah Ta'ala as if he sees Allah Ta'ala. And if he does not see Allah Ta'ala, he must know. He must have the consciousness that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is seeing him. So for this reason, every person must engage himself in tazkiyah. And engaging in tazkiyah does not mean that it is sufficient for us only to have a ta'alluq with a sheikh. The ta'alluq with the sheikh is the starting point. But the sheikh will give us certain instructions, certain awrad, certain azkar, certain ashghal. And only if we inculcate and implement the instructions of the sheikh with regard to the azkar, with regard to the ashghal, with regard to the awrad, through this a person will attain the quality of ikhlas and the quality of ihsan. Then a person needs ilm. Ilm is such that a person can have ilm, but if that ilm is not properly directed through tazkiyah, my dear respected elders and brothers, then the very same ilm that is supposed to bring a person into the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, that ilm, the non-compliance of which will result in a person being accountable in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's when the hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that knowledge is of two kinds. That kind that enables a person to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that kind which a person does not use to worship Allah Ta'ala, and that becomes the proof of Allah Ta'ala against a person on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore we need to understand that all of these efforts are interrelated. So every Muslim needs to acquire that amount of knowledge which brings him in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala from morning until evening, my dear brothers. From the time of a person's birth until his death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that to acquire knowledge is compulsory from the cradle to the grave. A child in the cradle cannot learn. And the person in the grave does not have the capacity also to learn. But there are ahkam applicable to a person from the time of his birth until his death. And it is necessary for every Muslim to know what are the ahkam applicable to every other person from the time of his birth until the time of his death. And then iman, my dear brothers. That the person must have iman. So, my dear brothers, if we have the piping and we put it into a river, will the water flow? When you open the tap, the water will not flow, my dear brothers. That water requires a force. It's called water pressure. There needs to be a certain degree of pressure. And if the water pressure is not correct, you can open the tap and if water does come, it will only be a trickle. And that will be an indication to you that something is wrong with the water pressure. And you get two kinds of water pressures. Means how water pressure is created in water. One is what is referred to as gravity flow. Gravity flow means that you've got the container that is higher than the tap. So the force of the gravity pushes the water from that container into the tap, which means the iman must be high enough. Iman must be high enough to have the force to push it down into the tap. But at the same time, that same container that serves as the gravity flow, if that container is not kept full and it runs dry, my dear respected elders and brothers. So one thing is that the person's iman is on a very high level, but there needs to be a means for that iman to remain on a high level. Because only if that iman remains on a high level, there will be sufficient force within that container to cause gravity flow to enable the person to utilize the tap at the bottom. The alternative means is a mechanical means. There must be some kind of a mechanism. There must be some kind of a motor that pushes the water, that draws the water, and at the same time pushes the water with a degree of force into the pipes in order to enable a person to utilize the taps, my dear brothers. So for this reason, our ulama have also encouraged us with certain amal to serve as a mechanism. And they have given these amal to be the amal of dawah. Because through the amal of dawah, the various forms of dawah, whether it is infiradi dawah, whether it is ijtima'i dawah, but through dawah, Allah Ta'ala causes iman to increase, which means the iman goes up, So that the force can be created within the iman to have that force of the gravity flow, my dear brothers. As is found in Surah Kaf, Allah Ta'ala means regarding these youngsters that they were a group of believers, a group of youngsters, amanu bi rabbihim, that they had iman in Allah Ta'ala. Wazidnahum huda, but Allah Ta'ala increased them in their guidance, in their iman. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ and Allah Ta'ala tied this and strengthened this iman around their hearts. And how did this happen? إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ when they gave da'wat about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So constantly, daily, we need to give da'wat about the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. We need to give da'wat about the rububiyat of Allah Ta'ala. We need to give da'wat that the creation has got no benefit, no harm. Harm and benefit is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Benefit and harm is not in anything of the creation. Benefit and harm is only in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through this mechanism, and at the same time in addition to this, we need to give da'wat to create the strength in iman. We need to do ta'aleem to acquire the knowledge of how to do amal. And we need to do tazkiyah so that our amal can be properly directed to enable us to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when these three components are combined, my dear brothers, then we are able to open the tap and utilize the water. In the same way, then we are able to utilize every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in opening the tap, the water is for our benefit. The water is for our benefit. In the same way, utilizing the commandment of Allah ta'ala to obey Allah ta'ala, every act of obedience towards Allah ta'ala, my dear brothers, is for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not benefited through our obedience, nor harm through our disobedience. Harm and benefit of obedience and disobedience is only upon ourselves. So that is why we need to strive to engage and inculcate within ourselves all three of these efforts. The effort of da'wat, the effort of ta'aleem, and the effort of tazkiyah. It must come in the life of every person. It must come in the home of every person. And at the same time, we must make an effort and strive how it can become part of the life of every person throughout the four corners of the world. And if this, inshallah, becomes reality, then the reality of complete deen, as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will inshallah also be achieved. May Allah grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.